Mr. President, you and Radio. What is the most important lesson Nelson Mandela has taught you?
For me personally, that you cannot serve others until you're free inside of all your resentments and all your negative feelings. And you have to be open to the possibilities of every new day and then make the most of it. And the second thing I think we taught each other over the last decade is we just kept going. We just because we weren't in office, we didn't have to quit trying to help and make something good happen. And 10 years ago, on tomorrow, I gave the inaugural lecture at his foundation about all this. And we had just about as much fun over the last 10 years as I think we did when we were in office. It was good. He taught me so much. But the first thing was, never give your mind or your heart to anyone else. Don't let anybody's actions or anybody's words change how you feel about your obligation to live in a certain way, your obligation to reach out to all people. And he did that against extraordinary odds, better than anyone I've ever known. It's an enduring gift to humanity. There's never been anything like it. Gandhi did the same thing as a world leader. And he suffered some before he became president. Then he was killed, of course, for what he was doing as a leader of India. But only Mandela had to sort of purge his soul for 27 years. And very few people could have done it. He did.
Thank you very much,
Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good.